still am in shock that I did that. I just can't believe that I did that. I am such an idiot.
We're coming to you live from the down bad capital of the Manhattan, or an island, I guess. I don't know. New York. Holy, that's the worst opening ever. President's Cup ended today. We were naughty boys last night, so I struggled to focus on the golf today. I was trying to just find myself again.
I want to let the people know, though, he was watching. We had football on the main screen. He had the golf on.
I'll put that out there. Here's a few things about the President's Cup. I just read a quote from Trevor Immelman. I actually did a little research today for once, for the first time in a while, and he said he's tired of it being considered a joke, as that being the President's Cup. I will stop considering it a joke when it stops being a joke, Trevor. When it's possible that the international team could win, I will care. I will care when I don't know who's going to win on Thursday. Until that happens, I just can't. I will also care. It makes it a lot harder to care when it's at Quail Hollow. Royal Melbourne was dope. That was awesome. I'll watch people play golf at Royal Melbourne anytime. Don't care who you are. Don't care if you're a pro or not. It's a great golf course. Quail Hollow does absolutely nothing for me. It's a PG. We know my thoughts on PGA Tour stops moonlighting as major events. Torrey Pines, Quail Hollow. It just can't convince me that it matters when it's just a regular place on the calendar. One thing I will say, Neil, mm-hmm. I know we talked about Tom Kim. Tom Kim is the future. Mm-hmm. You don't know who Tom Kim... You didn't know who Tom Kim is?
I did not. He educated me this morning.
Until this morning. Thomas the Tank Engine. He has a lot of energy. He made me care a little bit. I was fully checked out on Friday. And then he started going on a little run. His Saturday evening four-ball win with his putt on 18. That was great. It's great to know that someone cares. Max Homa cared as well. And after commercial, we're going to do a little trivia for a birdie book prize. That's going to be my little fun, get you to stick around. And I was going to talk about, oh my God, what was I going to say? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, the PGA Tour. I'm going to give the PGA Tour a shout out after commercial. I'm going to give them a positive review.
Wow.
Maybe the first time ever on air.
Wow.
Yeah, so when I woke up, the cat's anus was just in my face.
Really?
Yeah, and I couldn't, I was like, first of all, I didn't know where I was. I had forgotten. I don't know if that's going to be loud enough.
No, you're rolling, yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be loud enough, though. I want people to know that I slept somewhere else last night.
I think you made that pretty clear.
I also want the people to know that the reason I slept somewhere else last night is because I was wearing Birdie Book once again. The shirt never lets me down. This royal blue shirt, it kind of highlights my eyes, and the material is so soft, someone accidentally touches it, and they're like, oh my God, this is the softest t-shirt I've ever felt. This kid's wearing like a low-key brand I've never heard of. It's probably really expensive because it feels so comfortable, and I've never heard of it, so that means he's cool. Guess what? It's not. It's not expensive. And you can use promo code 1over20 to save 20% off your Birdie Book purchase and help you sleep in places that aren't your bed by choice.
Does not miss.
Which is fun. I forgot to think of a trivia question before I started recording this. Damn it. So I'll think of that on the fly. But I'd like to give a shout out to the PGA Tour. They implemented this new feature this week. Where throughout the President's Cup, you could text in like questions like, what's the score of this match? What's the temperature? How's the fan atmosphere? When does this person tee off? It was awesome.
People who were in attendance could do that and everything.
What do you mean?
people who are in attendance at the tournament could do that?
Anybody could do it. I was texting them. I tweeted about it. I'll read through my texts with the PGA Tour. They set it up. They made it really easy. They downloaded their contact into my phone. I'll read the whole conversation because it'll kill time and I make me think of a trivia question. Neil, can you think of a trivia question?
Related to the President's Cup?
Yeah, oh. Just anything. Just anything. You got 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll do some research.
Friday at 2:36, I was at work. Hey guys, what's the score? And then I was nervous. They said, we're pumped you're here. Which team are you supporting this week? And I was like, hey, no, I asked what the score was. And I was like, oh, classic PGA Tour. They won't do anything right. And then they said, USAA team currently leading all 5 matches on course. I said, thank you. Kind of a beatdown, huh? And then a real person responded. They were kind of joking with me. They said, it's not over yet. Still a lot of golf to play. I asked them how the vibes were. They said, immaculate. Sent me a good picture. I told them this feature was awesome. They said they loved the feedback. I asked about scores again. They sent me a little video of Max Homa and then gave me all the score updates on every match. I asked about the weather. They told me it was chilly in the morning on Saturday, but 77 in the afternoon. Perfect golf day. They sent me a little update on Tom Kim. I told them my nickname growing up was also Thomas the Tank Engine. They said great nickname with the shaka emoji. I mean, it was we were just chit-chatting. They texted me when Tom Kim teed off. And I was just in love with what they were doing with this. I hope whoever runs it had a great weekend. I hope they actually were on site and not just like a computer person, like sitting at a desk somewhere. I doubt it, but... Neil, did you think of a trivia question?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Yeah, I got an okay one. So each contest has an honorary chairman. It's the president of the host nation.
This is good.
Who was the first honorary chairman? It's actually a tough question.
Okay, that's all the details we're going to give. So who was the first honorary chairman of the first ever President's Cup?
It's a tough answer.
It's a tough answer, and here's the deal. The first person to correctly send me their answer, either by DM, you can tweet at me, you can text me if you know me, you can tweet at me from either account, you can DM me on anything, you can match with me on Hinge. Don't send it to my work email. I've been getting in trouble for that. Don't send it to my LinkedIn. I've been getting in trouble for using my work LinkedIn for DMing girls. Don't do it on LinkedIn. But the first person to send me the correct answer to this trivia question will win a Birdie Book item of their choice. I will send it to you. Fall is coming up. It is fall. It's getting a little chilly, so you're going to want to look good. And you can win it by just answering who was the first honorary chairman in President's Cup history. How about that for Neil? Well done pulling that out of your ass.
Got lucky with that one.
Holy hell. Oh, man. I don't even know like what golf is being played for the next month. So I don't know what's going to happen with the podcast. I think the trivia thing is going to stay, though. I have a lot of Birdie Book merch that I need to get out and send to the people. So the trivia thing is going to be a weekly thing, I think.
And people.
Yeah. Shout out Mr. Birdie Book. Hope you're doing well. Okay.